I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors, Producers Wealth. If you're interested to set up your infinite banking policy correctly and have access to a coach that will help you use your infinite banking strategy to grow your business and your investment portfolio, and having your capital work in more than one place simultaneously, and protect your capital from market downturns, taxes, predators, and creditors, you can watch a presentation of exactly how you can do this at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Ninja podcast. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. And don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. I've got a great show for you today. He's been on the show before, Brett Schwartz. Go to cashflowninja.com and just type in Brett Schwartz and you will find our previous episode. It was great. He always provides a ton of value on all of the platforms that he operates on and podcasts. Brett, welcome to the show.
MC, so good to be back again. Thanks for having me.
For folks that's not familiar with you and what you do, could you please share a little bit about your background and journey with them?
Absolutely. I fell in love with cash flow at a young age. My parents building and buying and investing in real estate in the Silicon Valley. These are the MC Hammer days. This is the 1990s. This is, you know, hard work, hammer, putting up drywall, driving around the Bobcat, and just seeing how a business can be run and the opportunity to kind of have more upside than you typically would. And then with real estate. And so fast forward, I went to college, had a chance to play some basketball in college on scholarship, which was really cool for a 6-foot white guy, you know, to be able to hoop a little bit and get that to pay for school. A small private school, nothing crazy, but I had a chance to take an internship as well at a place called Marcus & Millichap, where I studied multifamily investing and it kind of advanced tax flow or cash flow. But then also fell in love with what we call it tax flow, right? We like to say it's not just about cash flow, it's about tax flow. And it's because this 1031 exchange wasn't always our clients' friends. In fact, we saw friends, family, and clients lose about half or everything during the 2008 crash because they were trying to pay the tax flow game with something called a 1031 exchange. And that put them in a spot, a lot of them, where they didn't have enough diversification, liquidity, or had too much debt. And so some lost half or everything. And they knew they were overpaying, MC. They knew it. They knew they were overpaying, but they felt they had no other way. And so during the 09 to 11, kind of like, you know, everything's going on, we learned about something called a deferred sales trust. And that became the tax flow game changer for our clients, where we can now purchase at optimal timing. We can still defer the capital gains tax. We can eliminate the need for the 1031 exchange. And we can give people some options to get multiple streams of cash flow and not just have to stay in the real estate game. Although I love the real estate game when the deals make sense. And so that's sort of the journey. Wife and I, 5 kids. She's been able to stay home full time with the kids. We homeschool our kids. We play the cash flow Robert Kiyosaki game with the kids now. We got that going. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of the story.
A lot of great points here. So the first thing is for folks listening is the tax game and the importance of the tax game. I'll tell you importance that the tax game is for generational wealth. Here's a very good example. So the queen just passed away and there's a law that the queen doesn't pay estate taxes, you know, just something in there. I'm shocked at it, really. But essentially, there's an estate tax in the UK of up to 40%, right? Which doesn't apply to the ruling class, the royals. You know what they said in mainstream media? You're going to get a chuckle out of this. They actually said, oh, well, the law is there to protect so that the wealth of the queen doesn't get eroded, right? So it's good for us little people, but not for the queen. So the lesson there is they know the game. They play the game. So they have, you know, folks enact laws for it. But the tax game is very, very important, very important. It's not what you make. It's what you keep. Because, you know, I always talk about there's and everybody talks about this. Oh, compound interest, right? Compounding, you know, universal laws that we all live under, compounding your focus, compounding your efforts over time, compounding money, interest, a compound interest equation to be on the right side of that is pretty important. But we are all starting from a position of being on the wrong side of a compound interest equation, the tax equation. So if you don't know the tax game and you don't know how to protect the income that you're making legally and figuring out how to keep more of what you make, you're going to put yourself on the wrong side of that. And this is kind of where you come in with very powerful strategies. The first one that you mentioned, and I just want you to explain what that is too for folks, a 1031 exchange in real estate. Before we jump into the other one, which there's a lot of folks who will find a lot of value from the other strategy, which we'll share. But for folks that don't know what a 1031 exchange is, just explain quickly how that works.
Yeah, it's an IRX tax code that allows real estate investors within the United States to trade or exchange their real estate investment for another like-kind real estate investment. There's some rules, 45 days, 180, 45 days to identify, 180 days to close, equal greater value, but allows you to defer the capital gains tax. So let's say MC bought a multifamily property for $1 million and he's selling it for $3 million, and that's a $2 million gain. Now he might pay somewhere between 25 and 50% of that gain, depending on the depreciation recapture, depending on the state he's in, or he can roll that $3 million, all of the assets, all of the equity, all of the debt, and replace the debt into another $3 million property. And then he can defer it all, right? So it's a great way to use the law of compounding interest, use the interest-free loan from the government, is another way to put it, to build more wealth and defer your tax.
I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors. One of the wealth strategy secrets of the ultra wealthy is that they make more income and grow their net worth every year and legally pay less in taxes. They also grow their capital when markets go up, down, and sideways. They grow their capital in economies that grow and boom, and in economies that are in recessions and even depressions. If you are a high income earner and trying to figure out how to legally reduce your taxes while receiving cash flow and growing your capital, Pantheon Investments have a great opportunity right now. By leveraging Pantheon Investments' holistic wealth strategy and its exclusive relationships, you can access an opportunity right now in oil and gas. This opportunity will help W-2 earners to legally reduce taxes, generate cash flow, and grow their capital. This exclusive opportunity will also position you to be on the right side of rising oil and gas prices. This is a limited offering available to accredited investors only. To learn more, go to cashflowninja.com/Pantheon. That's cashflowninja.com/Pantheon. And that's specifically in real estate. Now, the deferred sales trust strategy, which you talk about, and by the way, you've got a new book too, which we'll talk about, Building a Tax Deferred Exit Strategy, which the deferred sales trust plays into. If you can share about that, because this can be applied to all other asset classes, right? Business, commodities, even real estate, crypto, and so forth. And the reason why I think this will find a lot of people in our audience, whether listeners or viewers, will find this very, very valuable, is I've had many conversations with folks that are now exiting businesses and exiting real estate deals and exiting projects and commodities. And they're kind of stuck of how to navigate this minefield in front of them, because it's very exciting when you're selling a business. But the next thing then is kind of like it's a cold shower, that the number that you have might not be everything that you're walking away from, whether you're selling a business or a real estate property or exiting a crypto position or, you know, other projects that you're involved with.
Yeah. So who does the deferred sales trust work for is really the question. Well, we like to say it works for anyone who has at least $1 million net proceeds and $1 million gain per transaction of cryptocurrency, public or private stock, a business sale, LP or GP interest, carried interest, investment real estate, primary home, Okay. And what's really unique about it is the 1031 exchange only works for investment real estate, where we work for really any asset that you're looking to sell, as long as it has a big enough gain and a big enough net proceeds. Now, if you said, well, Brett, I have a $500,000, you know, Bitcoin position and a $500,000 piece of real estate, can I combine the two to make one? Yes. And you can go into one DST. So we do have some variation of that, but generally speaking, to keep it really simple, if you have $1 million gain, $1 million net proceed, it works for you. And then part of this too is, well, what does it look like after the implementation of the deferred sales trust? A lot of our clients see this, MC, increase by 50 to 60% in their cash flow. In fact, we just did a sale for a multifamily property. I'm a multifamily broker here in Sacramento as well. We listed and sold their 15 units for $2.5 million. They basically were debt-free on the property. Their NOI was about $120,000. So we did a simple analysis where we said, what if the deferred sales trust typically returns, typically about 8%, on the net proceeds? The net proceeds were about 2.35 after closing cost. And we were looking at their cash flow to be about $180,000 to $190,000 per year, which is about a 60% increase. So part of that is, well, what would it mean to have a 60% more cash flow? But check this out. They also live in California. So we had to talk about the cash flow gain or the tax flow gain, which was their depreciation that they're no longer going to have here. But guess what? They're mostly fully depreciated anyways. And so had they done a 1031, they would have still had the old depreciation schedule. So we had to balance the cash flow with the tax flow. But the next best secret here is they can delay the payments. So think of it like an IRA. If you can live off of your current income and delay your IRA income or delay some other cash flow income over here, you're not having to pay tax on what you don't receive in a given year. So the deferred sales trust, it's kind of like a tax flow time machine in that it can kind of freeze your cash flow for a period of time, typically about 1 to 2 years. And all of that $190,000 of cash flow can compound on top of itself, okay, like an IRA would, and grow tax-free and its investments until you start receiving payments. And so these are all the, that's a lot in like 30 seconds there, but think of it like in a Rubik's Cube. People show up to us and we're trying to, you know, solve the problem because that's really what we're in the business of doing. And it kind of goes to your point on the estate tax, right? The queen doesn't have to pay estate tax. That's remarkable, right? But everyone else does. And they make it because they need to keep her in royalty or keep them in power. So you go, well, what's your problem? The problem is estate tax. So what's going to solve for that? Well, we have something called a deferred sales trust plus, which we think is vital to the cash flow and the tax flow of ultra high net worth individuals within the US, which is about 24 million married, 12 million single. Those are set to cut in half in about 2 years, you know, those exemptions. And the question is your capital inside of your taxable estate or is it outside? And then the question is, well, if it's still inside, subject to 40% debt tax, we've got to figure out a way to get it out if you don't want to have to pay 40% in debt tax. And that's where we enter the deferred sales trust plus. So these are all the little nuances that we're just working with teams, their CPAs, to try to get to a point where it's as congruent as it can be, right? And that could be lifestyle, that could be cash flow, that could be tax flow. But ultimately, it's the wealth of America, right? And it's the wealth of those who will either pay the government and it's gone forever, and no matter what side you're on, they'll waste it, or you can keep it in the hands of the people and they can do more with it, hopefully for the better.
Yep. Absolutely. I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors. My friend Dave Zook says, you can be conventional or you can be wealthy. Pick one. At The Real Asset Investor, Dave and his team bring their investors high-yield investment opportunities across several asset classes for cash flow, tax impact, and equity growth. He and his team are one of the top five ATM operators in the country, and they have an investment opportunity available to accredited investors right now in the ATM space. To learn more about their ATM funds that produce tax-free cash flow, visit therealassetinvestor.com. Now, let's talk about the process. So if somebody is in the position to sell, whether it's a business or a property, at what stage do they need to start thinking about setting this up? Obviously not at the closing table. How many months before that, like what's kind of, how do folks start the process of working with you?
Great question. Step one is clarify your capital gains tax. You already talked about that $1 million net proceeds, $1 million gain. Step two is to get with us at a no-cost complimentary analysis of your asset, of your exit plan, working with your M&A advisors, your commercial real estate brokers, your real estate agent, your financial advisor, your CPA, to find out if the deferred sales trust is even a good fit for you. Who is it not a good fit for? Or someone who wants to spend all the money on personal stuff, all of their primary home, or wants to just spend it. That's not tax deferred. But as long as you want to invest it and live off some of the interest, like it's probably a no-brainer if it's a million net proceed, million gain. Step three was we literally form the trust. You pick a name of it. We could call it the MC Hammer Deferred Sales Trust, right? We could call it the MC DST 2022. And it has own EIN. So the tax attorney will establish that. And then the next step would be just inserting that into an addendum into the purchase and sale agreement before the buyer has removed contingencies. If the buyer has removed contingencies, it is too late. All contingencies, as long as there's at least one remaining, we're okay. If there's an investment real estate property, we can send it to a qualified intermediary, and we've got a chance for it. We got a window there to use the deferred sales trust. But everything else, like business sales, real estate, primary homes, basically non-investment real estate, we need to set up prior to the transfer of the capital and prior to the buyer remove all contingencies. So the earlier the better, MC. People hear about this and it's overwhelming, right? They're like, millions of dollars, my biggest exit, this new person I'm hearing on a podcast or YouTube channel. And so we just say, get with us early, talk with our references, clients. We like to say 30, 60, 90 days before, but even we have deals that we've been working on for a couple of years. And so deals move at the speed of trust. And so the more we can get to know, like, and trust one another, the better and the quicker we can move.
Yeah, I think the rule of thumb here is if you're in the exploratory process of selling an asset that you have, that's probably when you need to start the conversation. So, because I mean, I've seen this with folks, when there's an offer on the table for the business, there's a lot of emotions involved too. Like you just said, I mean, all of a sudden there's this big number in front of you. We are by our very nature wired in a way which is going to produce a lot of emotions, during that time. So you're not going to have the same clarity that you have. if you plan ahead of this, by the time that the deal's already basically done, now you got to find a tax strategy to kind of minimize taxes and increase tax flow.
Yeah, the way we say is the best time to plan is when you don't need to plan. It's like the whole Mike Tyson thing, right? Everyone has a plan until they get hit in the face, in the boxing match. So the best time is not to be waiting and you're 2 weeks from closing and it's $1 million tax, so you're about to get in the face and all of a sudden you're scrambling to find that plan. So yeah, so pre-plan and connect with us, and we're happy to complimentarily walk you through everything. If it doesn't work out, no problem. If your deal doesn't close, no problem. You don't owe us anything. We work on a conditional basis.
All right, so let's talk about the book, Building a Tax-Deferred Exit Strategy. There we go. Tell me more about the book and walk us through what you cover in the book surrounding the strategy, because this will be another great resource for folks that have assets that in the future are looking to exit it at some stage. You know, this is a great part of your education as a business owner and as an investor.
Yeah, there's a quote that says ideas plus inspiration can lead to change or massive action, right? Ideas plus inspiration. And that's my number one goal here, is to give you the idea of the deferred sales trust and then the inspiration to take action on it. And, you know, overcome the false beliefs of it's too good to be true. How do we know it's legal? You know, what's the track record? You know, how did you learn about it, Brett? You know, how do you apply it to your clients? And we like to say it's the proven playbook for unlocking your ideal wealth plan when selling assets of any kind for yourself or your clients. And it's my journey from like really zero, like I had zero, you know, CPA tax flow knowledge. And I was just a regular broker, you know, wannabe entrepreneur who was helping people buy and sell real estate, became like a ninja in the 1031 exchange. And then because of the crash and because of all the pain and the blood in the streets, if you will, financially for my clients, friends, and family, we were, you know, in a sense, forced to really look, you know, at what we're providing is the best thing for clients in this 1031 exchange. And we quickly found out that no, that in fact, that was the enemy. It should have been the opposite. We should have known something that was different than having them to have to overpay for properties. And so that's the journey to building a tax deferred extra, which, by the way, doesn't always mean a deferred sales trust. It could mean a cost seg study on bonus depreciation, right? And we routinely help clients if it's too small of a deal or they have some capital loss to help them do that. We could be an opportunity zone. It could be a donor advised fund. Of course, it could be a 1031 exchange. It could be a Delaware statutory trust 1031 exchange. So our goal is to help you build the strategy and then have each option available. Sometimes it's the combination of both. We just did a Delaware statutory trust sale where for a client who sold a $4.2 million multifamily property, he had what's called a debt over basis issue. Debt over basis is not deferrable with the deferred sales trust, but a Delaware 1031, if you replace the debt, then the rest of it can go into the deferred sales trust. And we use these zero coupon high debt deals, non-recourse, to solve that problem. So that's a part of building the tax deferred strategy. It's part of hiring the who, not being the how, us being the guide to help you achieve what you're trying to achieve. And then using the deferred sales trust perhaps is a part of that as well. Now, most of the time it is a part of that. And that's why we love it. That's why we focus like a niche on that. But hopefully this book will give you the inspiration. It'll give you some nuts and bolts behind the scenes. It'll give you the story. And then we also have other people. They say to get in the room with people that are smarter than you, MC, right? So people like Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. So he's in the book and he's talking about finding your mentor. And he talks about his entrepreneur journey with his father. And I have a similar journey with my dad. Mine was in real estate. His was in like restaurants and businesses, right? But it's talking about the importance of that. And then we have people like Neil Bawa, who's the multifamily, you know, scientist. He's amazing mind when it comes to syndication. And people like, you know, Joe Fairless. And then we have financial advisors in here. And so it's not just me talking about the DST. It's a collection of all of us talking about how to create and preserve wealth with multifamily, with investing, with cash flow stuff that you do, MC.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Where can folks get the book?
So it'll be on Amazon here shortly. We're in the process of releasing everything. And then capitalgainstaxsolutions.com will also have a link there to go to Amazon. But yeah, that'll be the main place, will be Amazon. But Capital Gains Tax Solutions will eventually have the ebook as well. But in the meantime, it'll be the paperback.
Right. I want to recognize one of our sponsors, Penumbra Solutions. Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the billion-dollar blueprint followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements. That's cashflowninja.com/life settlements. And then for folks, just to clarify too, your firm, you're sort of the quarterback putting this all together, right? As the consultant putting all these different moving pieces. You know, I always say it's essentially a shortcut that cuts out a lot of frustration, a lot of time, and a lot of aggravation, where you have a go-to person that kind of puts everything together for you.
You nailed it. I like to say I'm kind of like the offensive coordinator, although my official role is a trustee. So every deferred sales trust needs a third party unrelated trustee. And I perform that service, but I like to say I'm more than a trustee, right? Where we're going to help you underwrite, look at real estate deals, connect with people like MC, you know, connect with amazing financial advisors, CPAs, qualified intermediaries, basically our network of we like to say the best of the best, right? To help you, you know, solve whatever problem you're going to solve. I think Henry Ford had a great story where he had his Rolodex, right? Henry Ford would just have the person's card to call to solve the problem. And capital gains tax is a big problem. And there's a lot of people that you want to have on your team to help keep, the taxes in your hands, like a Roman legion. If you had your shield, we each have our little spears. And so, yeah, I like working on teams. I like being the point guard to pass the ball. Sometimes I got to shoot it and score it as well. And so that's a good analogy, MC.
I love that story, by the way, that Henry Ford story, because essentially he was in a courtroom. And I guess I don't know the intricacies of the case of what it was, but essentially people were trying to portray him as stupid, that he's not very intelligent at all. So they were cross-examining him and asking him just all of these ridiculous questions, which had nothing to do with his expertise and his skill set. And then eventually he stopped them and he said, I don't understand what you're trying to get off to with these questions. And they were saying, well, we are just trying to basically show that, you know, you're unintelligent and you're basically stupid and da, 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 da. And so Henry Ford said, I don't need to know. I don't need to know the answer to these questions. If I wanted the answer to that question, I would get an expert, and I have one in my Rolodex that I can summon to my office, and they would brief me on everything that I needed to know about this particular subject matter. And I would make a decision based on that. And I mean, the whole court was like basically floored, you know? So I love that story, but yeah, he's like, so you can ask him anything because he can go through his Rolodex, summon the person, they'll come in, he'll know everything that he needs to know in order to make a decision in the context of what he needs that knowledge for, right?
And that's a great point. I mean, on this deferred sales trust, people see me online and the podcast and the YouTube, and I'm still just the nurse. You know, the brain surgeon is a CPA tax attorney who's faced the IRS over 20 times and has had a perfect track record, has wrote a private letter ruling, and it's in thousands of closes, billions under management. And they're the ones that do the surgery. And I'm kind of the nurse that helped check in and then does the ongoing maintenance or management of the trust along with the third-party financial advisor. And so it's the team aspect of this. And I like to call this gentleman, I think he's like the Elon Musk of tax. Like, he's brilliant. He's one of those guys where you get in the room and you're just learning every time. And since 2009, the 10,000 hours, I just keep learning and learning and learning. I'm like writing notes down again. I'm like, wow, you said it so well. And when you know someone knows something to its core and essence of the law, and you know, as a CPA and a tax attorney, right? And it's such a brilliant strategy the way he's figured it out.
Yep.
That you just keep learning, right? And that's the beauty of this. It's challenging. You get to learn, you get to grow, and you get to help transform people's lives with tax. And it's cool. And also with cash flow, right? Because it leads into the next business venture or the next real estate development, which I know we didn't really touch on, by the way. Once the funds are invested, you can go into multiple cash flowing deals. You can go into your own deals. You can go to passive deals. You can go to new business ventures. You can put it into lending. You can put it into the stock market. You can put it into crypto. I mean, you could literally diversify into multiple cash flowing streams of income within the trust. So like, let's imagine you're selling a $50 million property or $5 million apartment complex, and all of your equity is tied to that one deal. And it's kind of ready to harvest. Well, if you can now unlock that capital and redeploy and plant seeds into multiple things and help you to diversify, now those have a chance to grow and to harvest, right? So that's what the deferred sales trust unlocks, is that freedom and opportunity.
Yep, absolutely. And we have on a previous episode walked through step by step and explore that also in much more detail. So definitely check it out at cashflowninja.com and just type in Brett Schwartz, our deferred sales trust. What are you currently learning and studying these days? You're always into personal growth and always learning, and a very curious guy, which I am as well. What are you learning and studying these days?
Yeah, the biggest one is the art of communication and or negotiation. And I keep coming back to Chris Voss in the book, Never Split the Difference. In fact, I just signed up for the masterclass. If you haven't heard of this, it's a pretty cool service. It's like $180, but you get to watch, you know, Steph Curry does a masterclass on basketball, and I play basketball. And I went back, and over the weekend I was studying the best shooter in the history of basketball. I grew up playing basketball, and I was always the best shooter on my team. And I'm just learning from him. Same thing from Chris Voss. I've listened to his masterclass, and it's not just negotiating deals. It's negotiating with your family. It's communicating with your family and your friends and all of these things. And the art of mirroring and labeling and connecting in an empathetic way. And so that's been a really big one, because MC, I talk, right? My wife's more of the listener, and I've got to learn to be more of the listener, right? And so that one is really great. Chris Voss, Never Split the Difference.
Awesome. Awesome. And then the book, I mean, it's a, you know, it's quite a interesting project, having been through that myself. What were some of the things that surprised you about the experience? Some fun things and some things that you didn't know, writing a book.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is hire the who, don't be the how, right? I think when I first thought about a book, I thought about sitting down and writing it myself. And I'm so busy with family and businesses and all the stuff that we're doing that to sit down and to write, you know, an entire, you know, 300 plus page book, it's pretty daunting, right? And so hiring the who being a marketing agency that can help publish and help frame it and help to stay on track with the entire team has really been the ability to get the book out. The biggest surprise, I guess, would be that if you're actually creating content, you know, on video, you know, let's say on a daily basis, and you have some amazing guests, it doesn't have to be. And in fact, I think it makes more depth to the book that it has multiple authors that it's the podcast episodes that some of them been on. And then we took that and we added or, you know, made it into a book format and maybe dived in a little bit deeper on those things. So just that it doesn't have to be this 0 to 100, you're the hero by yourself, get the team, bring in, you know, bring in on interviews, and then you can make that into a book. If that makes sense, MC.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, a book for business owners and investors, there's a lot of folks that are into syndications and have their own syndication companies too. It's a pretty good business card in today's world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a blast. Thank you so much for coming on. Again, please, if you just want to tell us where folks can follow you, stay informed of all the projects that you're involved with and also where they can grab the book.
Yeah. So capitalgainstaxsolutions.com is going to give you access to all of our ebook, our access to be able to buy the book, as well as to our YouTube channel by searching Capital Gains Tax Solutions. And then we have LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. You can find us there. Yeah, but it's called Building a Tax Deferred Exit Strategy. And again, it's the proven playbook for unlocking your ideal wealth plan when selling assets of any kind for yourself or your clients. Check it out on Amazon here in the next 30 days or so.
For all of our listeners and our viewers, if you're selling an asset, this is definitely something to take into consideration and at least check it out and explore it with Brett and his team. Brett, thank you so much for coming on the show. And again, always providing so much knowledge and value for my listeners and my viewers.
MC, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And thank you to the listeners and the viewers out there for spending your most valuable resource once again with me on the show. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com, cashflowninja.com. And don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. Until next time, live infinitely. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.